Welcome to my art studio where all the magic happens. This is the station for painting, and that is the station for all the resin art I do. If you want to check out my art, all you gotta do is go to lutfstudio.com. LUTFstudio.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. I was running late, very late. And on that note, I didn't get a chance to restart my computer before we start. So I'm looking at something amazing. I will do my very best to read your comments. But for some reason, my browser screen is like, I have no idea what's going on with my computer, but I do know that everything is absolutely flooded. But that's all right. We'll get to it. It's all good. It's always good. Life is good. I hope you're all doing good wherever you are. Please make sure to share this feed, as I said, on my post on Facebook when I announced I'd be live today. Even though I'm smiling and all that, it's one of those very special programs that, okay, I wasn't even planning to do this. It has been a very hectic day. That's why I'm running late, but that's all right. Hi, Paula. How are you doing? As I'm, you know, doing my stuff, running around, getting this done, making this call, doing that, whatever, this video is sent to me. And I'm like, okay, that's it. That's it. I'm doing this. I covered this on a live show on Facebook, just Facebook only. Oh no, Tammy says Facebook is down. That is terrible. Hey, Esty, honey. I'm like, that's it. We're doing this, even though I very, very shortly, briefly covered this on a live feed on Facebook, I think back on Friday or Thursday, I don't remember when, but today we're doing this. I want to first apologize to my audience. We are going to play a about 7-8 minute video, but I'm going to pause and talk and play and pause. So it might be on a screen most of the day today. It is not the most pleasant thing to look at least for me. It might be very disturbing or heartbreaking to listen to, but it is what it is, right? We got to do what we got to do. That's what I do. I come and do this. So I will apologize ahead of time. And then I'm going to say this before I even dive in, before I even say what I'm about to say and play what I'm about to play. I will say this. Jeffrey Marsh, I'm about to play 7-8 minutes of your short clips on this show. And I want you to know, the reason I picked these videos or picked you, or I'm picking on you, has absolutely, and I mean zero, minus 10 to do with your choice to be a non-binary something, okay? It has absolutely nothing to do with that choice. It has everything to do with the masking you're doing, okay? So if you're about to grab any of this, do another video of poor me, Jeffrey, with, I want to be very clear, if you grab a moment of this and run with it, I will put the whole thing out and call you out on it, because you do that. You do that. I don't. I am going to play 7 or 6 clips of yours, the whole clip. I am not going to cut it out. I'm not going to stitch it. No, I'm going to play the whole thing and let everybody hear everything you said. So you might as well do the same thing. I am not coming after you, Jeffrey, because of your choice of being a non-binary thing. Okay? Let that be clear before I even step into the proper topic today. I will say this. I will have 2 call to actions. My audience, I will have 2 call to action. Unfortunately, Well, it's all unfortunately, I don't know, on Lindell TV, we might just play the second half of the show tomorrow, so you'll hear the call to action. Or if you don't mind, and if you're interested by then, move over to my Rumble account, Annie Cyrus Unfiltered, or my YouTube account, ACU News, which is Annie Cyrus Unfiltered News. You can watch the rest because I'm going to do the call to actions at the end of, or on the second half of the show today. And I really hope and I really pray that these call to actions will reach you and you'll get involved with. Okay, good. Chris and Carol both said Facebook seems to be working fine for them. Hi, Jeffrey. Awesome, Lane. Thank you. Perfect. Tammy's good on Facebook as well. No, I did not cut my hair again. Actually, it's long enough now. I can put it in a little tiny ponytail. So I got the hair out of the way because we're about to dive in. I have said this. Awesome, Greg, because we are going to do an anti-groomers show today. You literally took the words out of my mouth. I have said this way too many times, way too many times, and I will repeat it, and I will repeat it. Kids are off limits. Kids are kids. Let them be. I am not a parent myself. That doesn't mean that I can't stand here and say kids are off limit. You know why? Because my childhood was taken away, ripped away, because somebody decided kids are not off limits. And this somebody was 1,400 years ago. Mind you, this Mohammed guy, 1,400 years ago. To this day, kids are suffering. So, I am doing this specifically for kids. And for myself as a woman. I'm going to quickly give you a very one-liner background or introduction to Jeffrey Marsh. I think that's how his last name is. We just know him as Jeffrey. I'll give you a one-liner on Jeffrey before I bring this video on the screen and we're going to start listening and I'm going to pause. You feel free to tell me what you want to tell Jeffrey and I will literally pause the video and read your comment to Jeffrey or to me, whatever the case might be. This is a group effort of all of us, parents, non-parents, women, men, all of us. Jeffrey is a non-binary thing, literally. He is not a boy, he is not a girl, he's not a man, he's not a woman. He introduces himself. He has chosen to be something of middle of the road, as he said again. Sometimes it's more of this, sometimes it's more of that. As a woman, someone who is absolutely in love with makeup, glamour, looking good, being a woman, I personally really feel like Jeffrey needs a shave because with all that beard and then the eye makeup, it's kind of like, but that's his personal choice. That's it. By the way, for anybody, including Jeffrey, I will call you he because you're a he. Now, you did on one of your videos saying why pronouns are so important, because if somebody misgendered me and instead of calling me a woman would call me a man, it would be offensive and insulting. So I want to set the record clear. First of all, if somebody misgendered me, I would not be insulted, nor would I be offended. I would just correct them. Or I would ask them, what have I done to give you the impression that I'm a man? That I agree with. Misgendering, it's not necessarily something we should do. But there are only two genders, which is man and woman. So anything outside of a he and a she, I don't follow along, I don't go into, I don't. Call me what you need to call me, that's all right. But I will be referring to you, Jeffrey, as he, because you're a he. And I believe your very first video that I put all these videos into one segment, so I think actually that's the very first one you do start with. But, you know, we gotta go away. I think what you're saying, if I clear cache browsing history on my computer, it will fix it. But I had to jump on error and I just didn't have the time. So I'm just going to kind of like, if I wait on the screen for a few seconds, it clears out so I can read the comment properly. Are you all ready to do this? Let's do this. Take a deep breath and bring on your mama bear, papa bear. Kids are off limit game, so we can dive in.
Hi, kids. Gender is a system of oppression. Did you ever wonder why adults get so upset if you're a boy who likes girl things? Is it curious to you why all those grown-ups get so angry?
Jeffrey, I'm going to use all your own words against you here. All of the adults? Didn't you mention there is no general international categorizing? Then how come you get to categorize all of us adults, which you're referring to normal people who are not interested in getting attention by being abnormal? All of us don't get upset and angry. And for the record, at least in America, because that's where you are and that's the country you're targeting, in America, we have a thing called as tomboys. You know who they are, Jeffrey? They are the girls who like to play soccer and get dirty and wear cowboy boots and jeans. We don't get angry at them. We don't. But you were saying.
If you're a girl who wants to play football, if you're a girl who wants to do something only boys are supposed to do, gender is a construct. Anything you can think of that makes a boy or a girl is not 100% universal all the time in 7.8 billion.
We're not 7.8 billion population on Earth. It's 8 billion.
Human creatures.
Creatures. What are we?
The reason adults get so upset, the reason people get so angry, is they want the hierarchy to stay in place. Boys are the best, girls are the worst.
Yeah. I genuinely don't know where you grew up. I know you could talk about this childhood trauma stuff. And I can share that with you. Childhood trauma? Hold my beer, darling. Hold my beer. However, again, specifically, especially in America, there has not been a culture of boys are best, girls are worse for a good probably 50 to 60 years. And even before that, there was no such a thing as boys are best, girls are worse. It was the man, not boys, man can be more in control of their emotion. They can lift heavier items. And women are too emotional to have certain positions, yada, yada, yada. There was no worse and best in the culture. Now, if by any chance you were born and raised in one of the Islamic Middle Eastern countries and you're just hiding it from us, then I can understand your mentality. But for the record, as of right now, in America, nobody sell their daughter to somebody else because they're just the extra mouth to feed. Nobody buries their baby girl under piles of dirt because they're extra mouth to feed. You see, we're just getting it started, so you got one.
LGBTQ people, non-binary people like me, shouldn't exist at all.
Why? Who said that? None of us adults, we are not angry with you, nor do we want you not to exist. We just say, why don't you exist in your own box? That's all we're saying. You see, the fact that you're sitting there talking to our children, you are sitting there talking to our children, trying to drag them from our box, as you call it, into your box, is why we're angry with you. There is absolutely no law, no regulation in the United States of America that says you cannot exist because, well, we don't do that. But
guess what? We can ignore their hierarchy and we can be
He finished that video by, we can ignore the hierarchy and we can be free. Oh, honey, you're in America. You can be free. Should I hand you a constitution? Like, have you read the constitution, Jeffrey? I think you have not, because you can be free without requesting a zoo. You see, when you want to ignore the hierarchy, now, by hierarchy, you're talking about rules, regulations, law, and order. You may want to move into a jungle, because us humans, we prefer law and order. You know, we don't want to be animals who follow no rules, no regulations, so we can be free. But that's just me.
Logical sex is fake. Yes, we all know that gender roles are fake, but do not say to a trans person, biologically male, born female, male-bodied. No, 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 no. There is no biological criteria for gender that is both universal and a binary in human beings.
This is being aired on both Lindell TV and World Weekend. So, Jeffrey, I really have to watch my life. On that note, I'm just going to say this. Do me a favor and go into a private room or your bathroom and take down your pants and look down. That is the universal standard for you being a biological male who chooses to be middle of the road and decide on a daily basis.
Where does that leave us? Free. Hi, kids. There's no such thing as a boy or a girl, and I can prove it. So gather around the family, the parents, everybody, answer my question.
To my audience, I mean, parents, do I get the say here or no? Because Jeffrey thinks only parents can answer questions about a boy or a girl. Jeffrey, you don't have to be. By the way, while we're at it, Jeffrey, you ain't a parent yourself. So for you to limit me, and that's discrimination. You're kicking me out of the topic by saying this belongs to parents only to answer while you're not a parent yourself. You're a bigot. I just want you to know that I feel like you're a bigot and this is discrimination. You're not giving me a chance to answer a question that you are answering yourself as a non-binary non-parent.
You either say boys or girls. Who's usually taller?
Oh, I'm just waiting, Jeffrey, for my audience who are parents to answer that question because, well, you said I can't.
Oh, boys? Okay. But you've met some short boys, right? You've met some tall girls. So usually boys are taller, but not always. Okay. Who likes the color pink? Girls? Okay, but you've met girls who don't like pink. And you met boys who do like pink, so usually girls like pink, but not always. Everything you can think of that makes a boy or makes a girl is usually, but not always. And some of them are not even usually. Where does that leave you? Free.
Guys, do you think I should remind Jeffrey to go into a private room again? That everything that makes a boy, or a girl, should I remind him that he just needs to go to a private room? And that is always, not usually, not sometimes, doesn't move around, always. That is always what makes a boy. If you go into a private room, you're a boy. If I go to a private room, I'm a girl. Jeffrey, it's just, again, that was a good one, as SD is saying, me, I'm 5'9", well, I'm 5, closer to 10, but yeah, but that's the thing, and please do remember, I know I'm jumping into Jeffrey's discussion a little too much, I'm interrupting him too much, but do remember, this video starts with hi kids. The one before this started with hi kids. So he's talking to your kids. He's talking to your kids. So as adults, we don't get played and manipulated the way he's trying to do it. But we're not his targeted audience. He's talking to kids. He is confusing the kids. He's skipping the part that, as I said, go to the private room and you'll know what is the absolute thing that makes you a woman or a girl or a man or a boy as not being involved. He's using the most basic human behavior that belonged in America and Western countries belonged to 100 years ago. In Middle Eastern countries might have still belong today, Islamic countries, but he's referring to things that don't even exist. It doesn't. Right now, this moment, let's go on Amazon.com, right? Look up button-up shirt for men. You'll find them in black, you'll find them in red, you'll find them in yellow, you'll find them in pink, you'll find them in navy, you'll find them in every color. The manipulation used here by Jeffrey to prove the point there is no such a thing as boys or girls is, yes, Paula, I agree with your comments. He is an idiot. But that doesn't mean he is not a danger to our children. Him and his type. Don't mean non-binary type. No, Jeffrey. I mean your type as of those who are masking, who are bearing this non-binary, cute, loving person face to constantly talk to our children. And as I said in a sarcastic way, you're not a parent yourself. So the fact that you have taken it upon yourself to act like a parent to other people's children could be a huge, no, it couldn't be. It is a huge red flag. So there are no questions. Oh, okay, fine, Ace. You just had to come in here and show off your 6'4 height. Fine, okay. Men are taller, I guess. I'm just kidding. I know Ace. Ace says, good Lord, Annie, I get what you're trying to accomplish, but the more I hear this, the lower my IQ goes. I understand. That's why I started this program with an apology. I understand. I had to dig. I had to find this. I had to put them together as one long segment. So I get it. But guess what? Us not listening to people like Jeffrey is exactly why every day our children are getting drawn to their side more and more. This gets worse. I literally lined them up from not so terrible to the most terrible one. We have to listen, because if we don't listen, we don't know what the enemy is spreading. If you don't know what the enemy is spreading, how are you gonna counter it? How are you going to do damage control? How are you going to fix and clean it up? Because remember, he finishes most of his talk with free, free. The free he's using is, as I said, the jungle law, where an adult can rape a child under love is love and doesn't understand age. This is how we got here, by not listening, because it is terrifying, it is disgusting, it kills our brain cells when we listen to this. But we have got to start listening, finding these people, calling them out, and put an end to it. Okay, let's finish listening to whatever it is he was saying.
You get to like what you like, you get to be who you are. Maybe you're even like me. And you're not a boy or a girl. I did a brand deal for tampons. This was 2020, and this is me dancing around. That's a major national brand paid me to make this ad for them on social media. And I wanted to say two things about it. I'm sure you've seen the hate that Dylan's gotten. Please find this video of Dylan's.
Wait a minute, since he's not, Dylan got hate because Dylan is sitting there saying, even though I'm a non-binary, by the way, Dylan isn't a non-binary, Jeffrey. Dylan is a man who's on day 270, whatever, of being a girl. So Dylan is a transgender who's pretending to be a girl, experiencing life as a girl, who's carrying a tampon in her purse, even though, well, she's not a biological woman. So yes, he got attacked by us, the real she, saying, "Why? How dare you undermine the real issue? You putting a tampon in your purse does not make you a woman, Dylan." That's what Dylan faced. But funny enough, you continue on this very video to exactly defend us who told Dylan what he's doing is wrong.
And watch it. Dylan is an angel, important, intelligent, very someone I care about very much. And I made the video for two reasons, so that women would feel less stigmatized, so that people who menstruate would feel less stigmatized, because two cis men, let's face it.
I'm not a cis man. I'm not a cis woman. They're not a cis man. You see, Jeffrey, you want to talk about how upsetting it is when you misgender someone, but you walk around and put a cis in front of all our genders, huh?
Menstruation is seen as gross, disgusting, a joke, and as someone who does not menstruate.
A joke. That's exactly what Dylan did. Taking it as a joke. To be a woman, you just need a tampon in your purse. You don't need to actually bleed every month. That is why Dylan got attacked. Your little angel that you kind of swallowed when you were about to say you kind of sort of have feelings for him. That's why he got hate.
I'm non-binary, I don't menstruate. I wanted to help end that stigma if I could. And I also, you notice I don't do a lot of brand deals. I did this one because I wanted trans people to feel better and not have, trans men who menstruate and non-binary people who menstruate.
Wait, you just said you're a non-binary person, so you don't menstruate, but you want to make sure non-binary people who do. You see, this is where your argument falls apart, Jeffrey. Make up your mind. You see, no matter how you twist this, the transgender man who was born a woman, who is a biological woman, is gonna be different than the transgender woman who was born a man. The non-binaries, apparently, are even different by science and biology of our own bodies. You see, as I said, you be who you want to be, but don't come here pretending like you know anything about the science behind what you're talking about, because there is no science behind what you talk about. There's a lot of psychology. There's a lot of cuckoo, I need attention. What do I do to get it? I'm just gonna go be abnormal and then try to normalize my abnormal behavior. Why parents are looking away.
To not feel double stigmatized around menstruation and being trans. And then the hate came for me. And I want to say something to the ladies of Twitter, especially. We should be working together to undermine the patriarchy. We are not your enemy. The more you fight for your box, the more you are fighting for a hierarchy of one box over the other. We don't want to take womanhood from you. We don't want to tell you what to do.
What? You don't want to take womanhood from me? Oh, sweet pea. You can't take womanhood from me. You know why? Because by grace of God, I was born a woman. You don't get to take that away from me. Now, do you get to undermine it? Sorry. Yeah. Does Dylan get to mock my womanhood by being a man, putting a tampon in his purse? Yeah. But don't even flatter yourself by thinking we're all intimidated because you might take away our womanhood. We were born into our womanhood. And we decided not to go against God's wishes or challenge God's ability to provide a different scenario within our own body so we could somehow possibly get to a zoo of a life where we get to get our fingers on little children. But Jeffrey, I do have a question from a few of our audience. This was from Lindell TV by Tiffany. Good question. How do you urinate? Because that's a good question. And NCCMRM97 is asking, did you, Jeffrey, forget about chromosomes? Because we would like to know. I know. That's one question you need to answer. But we're about to step in. Anyways, on this very video, on behalf of myself and all women out there, I would like to ask you to stop doing tampon commercials because you ain't helping us. And the more you try to do that, the more you become our enemy. And don't flatter yourself of us worrying about you taking away our womanhood. Lindell TV audience, thank you so much for being with me until now. They're probably going to cut me off over here, but I am going to continue this on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, and everywhere else. So head over if you like to join us for the rest of this. Yes, James, good question, right? Oh, he wants to fight for my box. No, actually, Jeffrey wants me to come out of my box so we don't have to obey the hierarchy, so we can all be free and just be whomever we want to be. Love whatever. Did you catch that? Love what you love. Love what you love. This is where all of these stories end up being.
Do but I know as a non-binary person, the more you police your gender role, the more you are policing the idea that one gender role is the best.
No, here, let me tell you why I'm policing, as you call it. I don't police my gender role. I respect my gender role. You know why? Because I look at God's creation as a big, big puzzle. Every single one of us as humans in creation are pieces of that puzzle. And God has decided that the best form for this puzzle to match each other is if properly put together in the proper order. So my role in this picture, known as creation, is so important to me that I respect my gender role in the society, right? And when I respect my gender, that means I am not looking for superiority on one end or the other. I look at the equal force between the two genders that are carrying over the creation. From day one of creation until the last day, these two genders will respect their role. And those others like you who like to call themselves non-binary, transgender, upside down, sideways, whatever clown is, they will be the missing pieces from the puzzle. But we don't miss out because you're not in the puzzle, because our corner has been perfectly fitted and we're enjoying the view. So we're not policing anything. You see, maybe if you had a couple of real normal straight woman and man friends and would have open discussion with them, maybe all of this, your one-way tunnel vision, mission-oriented goals would possibly, I don't know, change, smooth out, I don't know. But I just figured I should let you know, we don't need you to do whatever feminine product, from lipsticks to eyeshadows to dresses to skirts to high heels to bras, you know, tampons, whatever it is. Don't do it for us. Honey, you like the money and the attention. So let's not twist all of the sacrifice of you dancing alone in your dress with a pack of tampon on. You are fighting for a woman. You can't.
It gives me a lot of emotion to talk about, because I am a feminist and I will keep fighting for your rights, even if you hate me to my core.
Honey, you cannot fight for my rights when you don't want me to exist. How are you fighting for me? How are you a feminine when you don't want me to exist? Literally, until this moment of this program, whatever time of, I think we have gone through 4 minutes of your yapping on, you're repeatedly telling our children there is no girl or boy. You can't call yourself a feminine. Honey, in order to be a feminine, you got to believe in female. In order to fight for female rights, you gotta believe in existence of female. You're telling the entire planet, the universe as you call it, that there is no boy or girl. If there is no boy or girl, if there is no gender, you cannot be a feminine. Holy smokes, your argument is full of loops and holes. Get it together, man.
Because women are not second-class citizens. I could have anything would be that people just don't hate themselves as much. And I'll continue to do that no matter what happens from here. I want to talk to the kids. Parents, watch the video.
Pay attention. Listen, I will not interrupt this one, actually. I will let it play and then I will come back and yell and scream. Feel free to join me on yelling and screaming. I want to talk to kids. Parents, listen and then pass the device to your kids.
Video and then hand the phone over to the young kids. Hi there. I get asked a lot, are you a boy or a girl? And I love that question. And so I wanted to just tell you, sometimes human beings are more than boy or girl. Sometimes we're something else. Sometimes we're both. Sometimes we kind of float in between, and sometimes we're a boy, sometimes we're a girl. Because human beings are creatures and we're wild and exciting. But I want to ask you a favor. If you see a kid like me or an adult like me, would you be extra nice to them? Would you do me a favor and be very, very kind? Yeah, like anybody, we can feel lonely. And so if you're kind to us, it would be really, really important.
Jeffrey, if a straight man did a video and said, I want to talk to your kids, and then told our kids that if you see a normal boy like me, or even an adult man like me, do me a favor and be super nice to us. Parents would be, oh, you have no idea. But you have sold your delusion so well to our society that even as a man who pretend to be a girl sometimes and a boy sometimes, you get to see this, say this, and your video gets to have 1.7 million views and nothing, nothing. So let's dissect just a few seconds of what you said. You're not a parent, I'm not a parent. You have taken up on your entire mission of life to act like a parent who understand other people's kid better than them. So let me return the favor by reversing roles. I'm gonna pretend like I am a parent who has kids, and you're trying to pretend like you understand my kid better than me. Back off. In no shape or form does my kid need to learn from you, nor even me. My imaginary kid, since your kids are imaginary too, well, hey, your gender is even imaginary, so I guess I can be a lot more, you know, entertaining with my imagination. My kid is an American-born free individual to make his or her own decisions and experience life, make mistakes, learn from them, and decide to be a normal, God-loving adult who will not pass his or her phone to his or her children to listen to you. Is that a good deal? Or am I a bigot right now? Or am I hurting your feelings? Now, I'm going to quickly change my role, and I'm going to be a kid who has parents, right? Because we're playing imagination game right now. To all the parents who watched this video and handed it to them, their kids, you don't deserve to be a parent. You are not qualified to be a parent. To those parents who watched the video and didn't hand it to them, to their kids, and just scroll through, you are part of the problem we're facing today in our society with a bunch of confused kids who think their emotions are more important than facts. You're part of that problem. If you didn't watch this video and flag it and report it and block this individual, you're part of the problem. It is fun to play imaginary positions in life, isn't it? Because you get to judge everything.
Hey kids, there are people who are not boys and not girls, like me. I'm non-binary. I'm not a man. I'm not a woman. And do you know what else this also means? There are no girls' toys. There are no subjects in school that boys are better at. There are no girls' movies. There are no boys' sports. Life is full, and I want you to be able to love everything that you naturally love without shame. I want you to be able to play with toys that you love. I want you to be able to do the schoolwork that you love to do. I want you to be able to do things without crossing them off the list because somebody else said you're not the right gender to be able to do that thing.
Two questions, Jeffrey, quickly, and I'm going to glimpse at the comments to see if we have any questions from our audience for you. But two questions. One, so you want them to enjoy life while you're shaming them by them being either a girl or a boy? Is that what we're, I just want to make sure I am understanding your hypocrisy here. So you want them to do what they enjoy to do without shame, but if they pick to be a boy or a girl, then they don't fit into your narrative. Am I correct here? Am I getting this all correct? I mean, so if a five-year-old decides that he or she can handle a butcher knife, they shouldn't cross it off their list because, you know, they might just chop their hand off, right? Is that the type of free you're talking about? Because apparently you're too generic. There is no genders. There are no specific colors. There are no specific yada yadas. Again, as I said, we're in the jungle. But I'll tell you what, Jeffrey, even in the jungle, there are rules. And if you don't follow the rules, you'll be eaten by the big bad wolf all the way to, I don't know, crows might have started picking the last pieces of you left. So, oh, I did. If you just jumped in, math is cool. I did give the warning at the beginning of my show, and I apologized for what I'm about to play. And this is not a picture. It's a video that I have paused, and we're going to continue watching it. So, okay.
You deserve a full and happy life. Your parents made mistakes. It's okay to say that. You can say they were good people, they were trying their hardest, and whatever. But you can also say that they did cruel and awful things. Selfish things.
Agreed.
You deserve peace from that. Which is why you should do my workshop on Saturday about healing childhood trauma. You can't heal without an example being surrounded by other people doing the same healing. Join us.
Jeffrey, I might hurt your feelings here. That's okay, because that's my God-given First Amendment. See, my father was not even a good person. He was a horrible person, who did horrible things to me, looked me in the eye and said, this is the best I deserve. I did not need to have a group of people around me who all went through the same thing to heal. You know why? Because as individuals, with or without gender, we have our own system of brain. Our brain has a processor. The processor within the brain developed itself from childhood into specific individuals' behavioral pattern. So, me and you, we could be in a car accident, a terrible car accident, in the same car, and both of us would survive the car accident. We would be transferred to the hospital. You had a broken nose. I would have a broken shoulder. And 2 weeks later, neither one of us are going to react to this trauma the same way. And I'm using me and you as an example because it's pretty clear. You had childhood trauma. I had childhood trauma. You decided to go abnormal crazy. I decided to go factual crazy. You see how neither one of us healed the same way? Now, I'm not sure if you have healed, because the fact that you're so hungry for kids' attention tells me you haven't healed from childhood trauma. Sometimes in life, not always, sometimes in life, when we experience a trauma as a child, we grow up and we try to make up for that trauma to be really liked by kids. Because while experiencing the trauma, we didn't have time to be kids ourselves. So we didn't really have many friends. We didn't do the kid stuff. So we grow up and become you. We find lucky you, where at times in our lives where being a confused individual is fashion, receives a lot of support, love, and donations from other people. And you get the platform to reach and try to get the kids. So your workshop, considering especially the fact that you don't even have a degree in psychology, your workshop is yet another excuse to gather kids who are angry at their parents, not because they're experiencing trauma, No, because nowadays kids are spoiled brats, you know. You can't even ground them without them being all upset and trying to reach a friend like you online to give them peace. The type of peace you offer is agreeing with them 24/7 and enabling their anger toward their parents, right? Because remember, because I knew I only have 1 hour show, I didn't put all of your videos on this clip. Because I have watched a video of your other workshop that you're doing a lot of one-on-one coaching. You have a website for that coaching, that you do a lot of one-on-one coaching to help kids and those who are done with their parents to cut them off and walk away. You are doing workshops to pretty much take away the family support from children. Huh, I wonder why would you go out of your way to do that now? A kid angry at their parents, leaving home, hating their parents, finding comfort in your arms. Huh. Could be.
Your parents screwed up.
For my audience, this one took a lot out of me to watch and then rewatch and then edit, but pay attention. Pay attention to change of language. The previous video was earlier on. This one was later. He tested the water. Starting with your parents made a mistake. No backlash, nada. Now your parents are screwed up. They're flat out screwed up. Watch as from first video I have played until this one, how this man has aggressively started approaching the kids more and more by pointing finger at us to gain their trust. That's why I started by, I know this is not fun to watch or listen to, but this man is dangerous. That's why I said, Jeffrey, I'm not coming after you because you chose to be non-binary confused thing. I'm coming after you because you're masking. This is called masking. But you pretend to care for your children because you went through trauma and you put your hook and grab them. This is why I came after him. I'll do my best not to interrupt this one video and put my 2 cents at the end of it, but I will just try.
It's okay to say so. That's why I made a Patreon, so that we could talk about it, so that we could connect in a way that has more privacy, so that we could talk to each other in a way that's more...
I'm just gonna get him off my screen. Since this video was published, he has removed it, just so you know. And here's my thing. If he didn't agree with the attacks on him, why would he remove this video? But thankfully, we have a copy of that video. The very last video, thankfully, I have a few minutes to conclude on this. He has opened a Patreon account. A Patreon account. For those of you who may not be familiar with what is a Patreon. Patreon is a paid wall programming platform where you go open a Patreon. I used to have Patreon. And here's the funny thing. My Patreon was nuked because my content was very dangerous, right? I'm going into his Patreon actually right now. So you get a paid membership and you get access to the content of the creator, in this case being Jeffrey. Select a membership level. Just so you know, I am reading from his Patreon. Welcome to the uplifting world of Jeffrey Marsh with a rainbow. Do you want the inside scoop? Only Patreons get access to. Here's what you get access to. Positive, kind encouragement and inspiration, personal anecdote and hard-earned wisdom, new stories from my life, live Q&A and dialogue with me, expanded topic not seen on any other platform, extra content from my videos and behind-the-scenes look. That is what you get if you sign up. And I'm just, you know, just scrolling through some of his, you know, videos that are all locked because, of course, I'm not going to become a member of his Patreon. Oh, this is lovely. Apparently, he was on Newsmax. Isn't that good? I'm guessing Newsmax had him on to get more rating. My dad would hit me a lot. Did you experience violence in your childhood? If you have, you should become a confused non-binary thing, and that will solve your problems. Yes, at this point, I am mocking him because I'm sure you, I don't know how you're feeling right now, but as I said, I had to dig and grab what I could that would fit into my 1 hour program. And oh, his book is coming out, just so you know. But okay, so this is the one I was hoping to find. No, 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 no. Don't do this. What are you doing, Patreon? So crazy. There you go. One of his videos right here, Patreon exclusive only. My camera is not going to pick this up. Let me see. I'm just going to read it. More on sex. On the side note, thank you, Patreon. Apparently, my teaching of dangers of Islam was not accepted by your guide of users, but Jeffrey, they're telling our kids. Anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. No, I'm not. You heard his voice. You heard his you saw his body language of more privacy, right? Things we wouldn't say on these comments in these videos. I think, bare minimum, I get to say, what is it that you can say on social media? Considering everything is a go on social media nowadays, except patriotism, you know, Christianity. Other than that, everything's a go. So I'm gonna do the call to actions I said I will be doing at the very beginning. Number one, I really genuinely want to say thank you, because I noticed most of you didn't bail out on me. Thank you. I know this isn't easy. As I said, I wasn't even planning to come do a show today until this video. The last Patreon video popped on my phone. Somebody sent it to me. I'm like, whoa, okay, that's it, Jeffrey. That's it. You want to be some weirdo, wacko, sick-minded person? Don't you dare build up a platform to come after our children. They're kids. They are off limits. For you to claim that you're doing all of this because you love children, let me ask you this, as my grandmother always says, love has different faces. Which face of love are you going to show our children? Which one? How long until we actually hear that you're indicted for sexual abuse? Huh? Because as you all know, I pretty much had a very traumatic childhood. I'm out here trying to collect kids. I protect them. I defend them. I fight for them. But have I ever even done it? Kids, I want to talk to you. I don't do that. I talk to parents. You know why? Because kids don't know any better. You want to help trans kids and confused non-binary, non-existence, I don't know, up in there, depend on the day and my mood and how many drinks I had. I'll tell you, my gender kids, talk to their parents. How dare you do public platform of, hi kids, look how monkey looking I am. And you use the word free to manipulate your absolutely vacuum mind? Well, I couldn't watch all of this and not come on air and say, that's it, call to action number one. I want you to go on Patreon, patreon.com, patreon.com. You're going to look up Jeffrey Marsh. How do we spell his last name? I have no idea. But good news is I still have his account open. So Jeffrey is J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. Last name is Marsh. Sorry. M-A-R-S-H. Jeffrey Marsh. You're going to find his Patreon account and you're going to report it. Number one. If this man thinks in any shape or form, we're going to sit by while he's making money off our children or the rest of wacko crazy people out there, while promoting all of these abnormal, I'm not even bringing religion into it right now. I'm leaving that out. I am running out of time, so I better speed up. We won't. Report his Patreon. Report as a Patreon. Number two, if you are a parent and if you have children who are on social media, double check your credit cards and look for a Patreon charge just in case if your child has signed up without you knowing. The charge is only $4 a month. He kept it low enough for you to not notice such transaction in your credit card or your bank card. Check your transactions and make sure your kid somehow did not sign up to become a Patreon member of his Patreon. I need to go, guys. Thank you for being with me here. I am pre-filming, but tomorrow, my Glazov Gang new episode that I'm sitting in for Dr. Jamie Glazov will be out, and I have the honor to interview Jake Lang, January 6th prisoner. He will connect with me directly from prison in New York. We will discuss that topic. So that's going to be out tomorrow. And stay safe, stay vigilant, pay attention, listen to these backers because they say things we need to hear in order to stop them, because our children are genuinely in danger. And I didn't get a chance to plug anything, so please go to liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com, all sort of access there, from promo codes to mystore.com and mypillow.com, my art store, my PayPal account, my PO box, everything is there. And please continue supporting me so I can do this. I mean, that is if you think it's important enough. Thank you, Ace. Or actually, if you're on Rumble or YouTube, you can just click that dollar sign on the chat and make a donation, as Ace just did. I will see you all soon. liveuptofreedom@gmail.com is the email if you want to send me any information, any videos like this, any topic that you need me to cover. And liveuptofreedom.com is my website. May God bless you. May God protect our children from this evil